Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, verse 28 to 35, which we just heard a few minutes ago, telling us about John the Baptist. And because we are talking about John the Baptist, I want you to compare yourself with St. John the Baptist. Because Jesus said something about John which never happened before or after. He said, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. He is the greatest prophet. Imagine he is greater than Isaiah, than Moses, than all the prophets before him. And he was the last prophet in the Old Testament. And he prepared the way for our Lord Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing that he did that all only in 6 months. Just 6 months he prepared the whole congregation, the whole people of Israel, to see and know about our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said also, who is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Who, if you feel that you are the least, if you feel that you are the least in the kingdom of God, you are better than or greater than John the Baptist. Why? Because we have Christ. He didn't. He was the last one in the Old Testament. So in the New Testament, everyone that christened by the Holy Spirit and became in Christ and get the communion, which is the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, is greater than John the Baptist. And John has many things which you have to understand what he was doing, why he became great. Just because he was talking about something very important. What? Repentance. He was preaching, all his preaching, it was about the baptism of repentance. And because he was talking about repentance, a lot of people came and baptized from him just by the water, not the Holy Spirit like you, and they repented. They confessed their sins. They told everything. Because of that, he became great in the eyes of the Lord because he prepared people to be to repent. And because we are in the new year, of the according to the Coptic calendar, we are in the new year, so the church is always reminding us. In the last few Sundays, we were talking all about ending of the world, the end of the world, the end of the day. Everything will vanish, everything will go, and Jesus Christ will come for second coming. But now we start, the church starts reminding us, yes, guys, we are starting the new year, so let us repent. And repentance for us is very important. We are very young, and we are all studying. So, we care about nothing, except studying, if you are studying. I hope you are. So, all of you are high school, and which it is very good that you are preparing yourself for a future. A long future. But what kind of future you are preparing yourself to? A good future just to be a doctor, engineer, businessman, whatever you will be, and you will gain a lot of money? And most of the people nowadays just thinking how to gain money, money, money. And you will leave all that and leave. But repentance can stay for you forever, with you forever. Repentance is something very important for all of us. I remember that a guy that he wasn't, you might heard it from me before, but I want just to remind you, that guy, he was, I was telling him, Habibi, you have to be, to repent and be good and confess you confess your sins, yes, but I am troubling and I want you to know Christ and love him. He said, I love him, Abuna. I said, love him? What is the criteria of somebody that he loves God? Respect God in everything. If he's alone or in front of the people, the one who loves God, he respect him even in his. You respect your school. You go to your school on time. You go to your tutor in time. But when it comes to God, and you have to stand and pray, yeah, I'll pray. Not now. Just wait. After a while, until you sleep. And maybe you will pray, but just a very fast prayer, just to comfort yourself. But this is not love. Love has criteria. Love, the one who loves somebody, respect that body. Always talk about the one whom you love, like John the Baptist, who was talking and preparing the people for Christ, and he was talking about Christ. And he said, I'm nothing. He is everything. So this is the kind of love. Before you come today to the church, what kind of love you carried into your heart? You were eager to go and meet Christ in the church? Or your mom and dad kept trying hard with you to walk up you? And maybe they hate themselves, their lives, just because you were reluctant to come out of your bed. Why? If you love Christ, it will be appear in your life that you love Christ. You wake up early, you run to the church, you are ready for to show his love. So that guy, I told him, Habibi, you are very wise. So I don't like you to keep continuing like that. This is not good. You have to stop sinning, and you are hanging out with the half girls of the city and the other half on the list. So this is not good, Habibi. You have to be good guy. I said, I'm a good guy, Abuna. How come? What is good guy? He said, I come and confess from time to time. I said, yeah, I know. This is very good, a very good start. But because I'm traveling, I want you to be careful and keep confessing, and this is very important. He said, keep confessing and see another Abuna? I said, yes, please. He said, okay, I'll try. I'm not sure, but I will try. I said, no, it's very important. If you love Christ, you have to continue repenting. Repentance is very important. He kept thinking and said, Abuna, I want you to look at me. Look at me. I looked at him. He said, I am a cute guy, right? I said, you are, Habib, very cute. I said, I have a lot of muscles. Look at my muscles. Yeah, bodybuilder, protein and stuff like that. I said, yeah. He said, my dad is very rich and all his money is mine. I said, yeah. I said, why you want me to repent now? To stop sinning now? I promise I will say I will stop, but not now. Someday. I said, no, you can go to heaven at any time. You have to be prepared. He said, why I go to heaven now? I'm healthy. I'm very strong. So I will not go to heaven now. But I promise you I'll repent before I die. Promise. I said, before, when are you going to die? He said, not before 60. So when I reach 60, I'll be a very good guy. I said, what if you don't reach 60? Some people die in accidents. He said, die in accidents? Yeah. No, repentance, it will be at that moment very easy. I said, how? While the car is hitting my car, or I'm hitting another car, I will say, Lord, forgive me, and I will die. So if I say, Lord, forgive me, he will forgive me, because he promised that he can forgive me whenever I tell him that. I said, what if you don't have a chance to say, Lord, forgive me? He said, Abuna, it's 2-3 words only. I'll be alert at any time I will say it. I said, look, I'm telling you, you can do that. And you can't just waiting for the last one minute to repent. Repentance is a life. So you have to live repentance. Anyway, I traveled and I left him for years and years. After around 22, 23 years, I found him looking for me everywhere. I still remember his name, of course, and I went to his office. He became very rich. His dad departed and he got his company, and he became very, because he was a very smart guy, he tripled the treasure of his dad, so he became very rich. And he said, "Do you remember, Abuna, when you were telling me about repentance, what I said?" I said, "Yeah, I remember. You are the only crazy guy told me that you are going to repent when before you die or when you reach 60. Are you going to die or what?" He said, "I died already." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, I died and I came back to life." I said, "No, I don't believe in these stories at all." He said, "Listen to me, Abuna, please." And he was very serious. I said, "Okay, tell me." He said, "I went to a hospital to have an operation, and while I was in the hospital, in the operation room, I found myself two persons. One, which is my body, lying down, and I was standing, and I can see the doctors and the people around me. And when I realized that I'm a spirit and this is my body, I got scared very much, and but of a sudden, somebody or something sucked me out of the room, out of the hospital, out of the whole earth. And I went into a very narrow, dark tube. Very, very fast, more than a rocket. I was very fast, Abuna, towards light, but I cannot reach the light at all. And during this time, I've seen all my life. He said, not since I start to understand things around me, no. It was since moment one in my life. I've seen myself carried by the nurse in the hospital out of the womb of my mom. But the problem is I felt her hands. And when she put me on close to my mom, I felt the body of my mom, the pulse. I can hear it very well. And the laugh of my friends, the hits of my friends, the hugs of my dad, everything, again, I went as if all the time went back. But I went through that very, very fast. And the horrible thing is, when I reached 12, 13, I start to realize what is sin, what I was sinning. And every sin I had, it came to my soul, which it was very clear, like crystal, like a spot of dark. Every sin I do, it was just a spot of dark on my soul. So the dark kept coming, and kept coming into my soul until I became fully dark. When I know you, when I was 18 or 19, and started confessing, all this darkness went away. Every time I come to you, I became very clean. He said, "I didn't know that at that time, but I have seen it after a while. I was going very fast, and that to you." And he said, "I found myself going down to dark, from darkness to another level of darkness, to another level of darkness, non-stop. I've seen a very bad faces grabbing us down, and everyone was screaming. And I was screaming very much and crying. I said, Lord, I thought that you will give me just a minute to say, 'Forgive me, I'm a sinner.' Just three words, but I didn't have such a chance." He said, "All of a sudden, I heard a very strong voice saying, 'For the prayer of your parents, I will give you another chance.'" And he said, when he said that, when I heard this voice, my soul flipped and went back very, very faster than before into my body. Believe me, Awlad, I didn't believe him in the beginning, because I said to him, "You know the anesthesia make hallucination, and maybe of that might that happen with you." He said, "Abuna, you don't believe me? Okay, just hold on." And he called a doctor, and he said, "Talk to her." She was with me in the operation room. So I talked to the doctor. She was a very nice lady. And I said, "How are you? This is Abuna Bishoel Antoni She says, "Hi, Abuna, I know you very well. You were in the meeting of the youth meeting last year." And I said, "Okay, not now. I want just to ask you about somebody. His name is so-and-so. Do you know him?" She said, "Abuna, don't remind me. Don't remind me." I said, "Why?" He said, "Abuna, this guy is scared. He scared me to death." I said, "Why?" She said, "He died, Abuna. He died. We covered him. I covered him myself. And he died completely. We tried to bring him back to life. We couldn't. And while we were standing like in a circle, and the dead body was in front of me behind other doctors, and every doctor blaming each other who is the cause of the death, because he has just a very little operation, like appendix or so. And he died in an operation. It's very bad for the reputation of the hospital. So while we are talking together and fighting, and she said, all of a sudden I found the dead man sat down by himself and opening his eyes. She said, I screamed. And I think I was going to faint. And everyone looked behind. They found him sitting. And he kept saying, "Light, please, light, light. I need light." Because he couldn't stay in dark anymore. And she said, "You know, Abuna, he went into a psychological treatment for 2 months just because he was refusing to close his eyes. He was refusing to close his eyes because he doesn't want to be in darkness again. He became a saint after that, believe me. But not everyone has such a chance. Not every one of us will, God will give him another chance of life. So you have just only one life. You have to be serious about your repentance. God doesn't ask you anything more than normal. He's not asking from you anything. He wants you to play. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to jump. He wants you to do everything except one thing, which is sin. He doesn't want you to sin. Because every sin, it will be in your soul, your clear soul, like a spot of darkness. And if you sin, run to your spiritual father and repent. And repentance is very important. Listen to your spiritual father. Do whatever he says to you. Obey and be serious. And the spiritual life, it's very important, my friends. For a bright future, not only on earth, but also in heaven, which is more important than on earth. May the Lord God give us the life of St. John the Baptist. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.